These are going to take us particularly long, but I want to be efficient with your time. So it looks like the audio portion is started, Rose.
Yes.
Great. With that, if you could go ahead and take roll.
Judge Conklin?
Present.
Judge Clark confirmed that she'd be absent today. Judge Getty? Judge Kamakarian? Judge Kelly?
Here.
Judge Siebert?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Mr. Kim?
Here.
Ms. Levere?
Here.
Mr. Riley?
Here.
Mr. Slayton?
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi? And Mr. Yamasaki?
Yes, here.
Thank you.
Great. Rose, thanks. We clearly have a quorum, so let's get to work. This is a couple just logistical issues we'll cover before we get started into the meat of the material, so to speak. The first one is to approve the minutes of our April 16th FMS meeting. They're page 3 of your materials. Do I have a motion on that?
I'll make the motion. Judge Siebert.
Great, thanks.
Second, David Slayton.
Moved and second that the minutes from that meeting be approved. Any opposition to that motion? Hearing no opposition, as the chair will deem the minutes unanimously approved. Rose, last time we chatted, there were no public comments, but I want to make sure we have not received any.
That's correct. No public comments.
Great. Thanks. So let's get into our discussion items. It is to consider and approve the annual work plan for the upcoming year for FMS. Rose is going to present this work plan to us, but let me just make a few preliminary comments. This is, again, moving forward for us. So we've already completed the work of those items we sent to JBBC. Those were approved at the meeting, and they're moving forward to the council. We're now looking to what we're going to do in the upcoming year. This is our annual work plan. We were speaking prior to the meeting going public about nothing to do with the meeting, but more about sports. So as an analogy, we're looking at a game plan here, but we're not looking at any particular plays. So we're not going to discuss the intricacies of implementing this work plan or this game plan. We're just discussing where we're going in the upcoming year. This started off as a workload formula parking lot of items earlier, and now we're trying to formalize that. So I'm going to turn to Rose to develop, or pardon me, to briefly summarize these items for us. Rose?
Thank you, Judge Conklin. Good afternoon. My name is Rose Lane. I'm a senior analyst with Budget Services. So this report is to consider updates to the annual FMS work plan for fiscal year 24 to 25 and beyond. The current work plan is provided as attachment 1A on page 8 of your materials. It is recommended that the FMS review each of the items on the current work plan to determine what action to take. The recommendations for your consideration today begin on page 5. I'll now pass this over to Judge Conklin to open up discussion and evaluation of each item.
Great, Rose. Thanks so much. So let's move through those items. The first item we're considering is the developing an ongoing workload-based methodology for the allocation of interpreter program funding. We've been working on this for years. We have with us to discuss this folks from staff if needed. I think we've got Doug here if necessary. The thought here is that we consider removing this item because of the, and I'll let Doug to detail that if he needs to, but to remove it because essentially we've completed the work and there's no real changes, if I'm stating that sufficiently. Doug, did you want to add anything on that?
Sure. Hi, everyone. Can you see and hear me?
Can hear you and can't see you.
Yeah, for some reason, my screen is black, but I can hear everyone. So for this item, the current funding allocation methodology for court interpreter program funding, as you know, is to take the average of the past 3 years, excluding the COVID-19 year. And that model seems to be working. We've done it for at least 3 or 4 cycles, I think. And at one time, there was on the work plan to look at potentially factoring in video remote interpreting assignments and also cross assignments. So those were possible variables to look at in terms of refinement to the model. And we've talked with budget staff. At this time, we recommend not pursuing that plan of attack for a couple of reasons. One is that video remote assignments are low. They're a small percentage of court interpreter assignments. So I don't think it would have a major impact on the model. And then for cross assignments, courts have been billing each other for that cost. So that is also factored into the three-year average. So I believe the recommendation would be to not change or not look at these variables at this time and leave the allocation methodology the same. And then we always could revisit the model in the future if we needed to. So I think that's the thinking there, Judge Conklin.
Great, thanks so much. So the old adage, not to be too informal about this, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it, appears to apply here. Is that kind of what you'd agree with?
Correct.
Okay. Any thoughts on this specific item and how it affects our work plan moving forward?
Judge Conklin, this is David Yamasaki. If I can just weigh in briefly.
Great.
Yeah, so was one of the advocates of including this particular item on the work plan. And it really was at a time where I think resources were really, really insufficient for what courts were using. And we were thinking, because I was part of a work group that was assembled to look into this, that there would be a potential creation of a data capturing system that would better assess how many interpreters are used from court to court. And that is absolutely a huge undertaking because of the nuances that would be needed to capture the depth of information. And I don't know that at this point that is something that could be developed very quickly. And that is a really important component for us to really delve into maybe reassessing the distribution of funding model. So seeing that I was one of the people that spoke in support of this, I'm very satisfied with the lack of use perhaps in the video remote interpreting area and the availability of funds right now, that perhaps it not continue as recommended as part of the work plan right now, but perhaps leaving it open in the future should the situation arise. So I just wanted to voice my thoughts on that.
Great, David. Well said, as always. And with any item, and I appreciate the way David just stated that, just because we remove it doesn't mean we eliminate it. So we can remove it from our work plan for now, and then if it needs more attention later on, add it back in. So concerning that, and I think I'll just take these if there's no... Chad, I don't know what your thought is, but I think we'll just take these item by item. So the first one would be, or do you think the best thing is just to approve them at the end as a whole? Let's do both. Any thoughts or concerns about removing this from our work plan?
One thought that I had, Judge Conklin, you know, part of it, some of us came on board here when this was previously on the plan. And so the rationale behind it being added to the plan, you know, I can certainly see, though, that the needs for court interpreter programs are not necessarily driven by your files, but by unique geographical locations or unique situations in your particular area. You know, 5 years ago, we only needed Spanish interpreters. Now we need Chol, Trekkie. I got a Greek interpreter, a Korean. We need everything now. And I don't know that all courts are in the same boat. So tying it to a WAFM is... maybe I'm misunderstanding the question, the needs may not be the same for all of our different jurisdictions.
Oh yeah, I don't think we're addressing any, I don't think if you're right, I don't think we're eliminating the need for the funding by any means. I don't think that's what this discussion is about. I think it's more about an allocation form, as David just stated, right. Where we are right now is kind of at a don't know if transition point's the right word, but there's just not a lot of work to be done in this area right now. But David, I don't know if you wanted to respond to Judge Getty's comment or supplement in any way.
Well, you're absolutely right, Judge Getty. Geography doesn't necessarily exclude you from a higher interpreter need. It's just situational, I think. And one of the things that was being, encouraged was for us to consider capturing more rich data in terms of how interpreters are needed and used from court to court. It's not necessarily driven by filings. Is there a way that we can take a look at the data that we capture to better assess what our needs are, perhaps in asking for more resources? And so that undertaking is pretty significant. We do capture a lot of information here in Orange, but even with that level of information, it's very difficult to determine from year to year what is the precise number. I think resources are adequate right now. And I think that putting it off in light of all of the other priorities that are pretty lofty before us seems reasonable, but you're absolutely right. Geography doesn't necessarily, well, filings don't necessarily determine accurately what your interpreter needs are going to be from year to year. So there's a lot of nuances. One of that happens to deal with, you know, how much you have to compensate interpreters because of the difficulty in finding them. So a lot of nuances that are not necessarily driven by workload, but situations.
So what we're saying is not for 2024-25, but we can have this back on the agenda for 2025-26.
Okay. It's just an allocation of resources. Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Judge Getty, for clearing that up. And David. Okay. So moving now to item number two, to reevaluate the court cluster system. David, I'm going to roll right back to you. This is a DAC issue, and DAC, was able to be here today, but David's got such expertise in this, and he participates in DAC as well. So this is just to consider additional time for the Data Analytics Advisory Committee to review statements from the four cluster model and its criteria. So again, we would just consider moving this out again for those to allow that information to be collected. David?
Yeah, so thanks very much, Judge Conklin. The creation of the cluster system happened way before the creation of the Data Analytics Advisory Committee. It was part of the Workload Allocation Advisory Committee, commonly known as WAC. And there are several components to developing cluster system. Mostly it was based on assessments on the number of judges that were established for each jurisdiction. Practically speaking, more recently, it was used to identify the needs for the Cluster 1 courts, and that is what drove the creation of a base funding level for those Cluster 1 courts. But a very important component to how these data are used is driven by the resource allocation study that is currently about to get underway with the different courts. It basically takes a snapshot of resourcing from the different courts, cluster measurements assess from the different cluster sizes, a median number of staff, the median number for those courts within those clusters of supervisors, managers. So there's a ratio that's created. And right now, RAS is about to get underway during the summer with a lot of courts going to participate in capturing information related to how long it's taking cases to process, how many employees are needed. And because of that, and the fact that it's going to take quite a few months for this endeavor to complete, it seems reasonable for this to be put off just a little bit until that project gets underway. I know that there's been some interest in why it was created in the first place, but it really was a very helpful tool to determine staffing levels for the different courts, and is directly connected to The RAS study that that is part of what we do and have done from year to year, not necessarily each year, but information that we use to help measure the amount of staff that is needed to process the work. So right now, the focus for DAC is on the RAS study. That's going to be followed, I think, next year with the judgeship needs study. So all of those components are important bits of information that would influence whether clusters need to change or some other nuances that may be important for us to recognize in maintaining the clusters or making changes going forward. So high level description, but I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Thanks so much, David. So I just wanted, the way this is phrased in item number two, and Rose, I don't know if you can add to this or not, but it says right now, consider moving the item to 2425. So we are just about to start 2425. So would this not be actually moving it to 2526, or we're just keeping it on track for 2425?
We would just be retaining it on the work plan for 2425. The current work plan states it's on the work plan until 2324. So we're just extending it out a year.
Thanks for that clarification. Okay, so we're keeping it out of the work plan, extending it out a year to allow time for DAC to continue and complete its work and get us the information we need. Is that accurate? Great.
That's accurate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions or concerns about item number two?
I just, in terms of evaluating who should be in cluster one, cluster two, whether it should be four clusters, seven clusters, it doesn't matter. I don't think that precludes us from considering, you know, we just recently used the band, and I don't think that precludes us by just having that we're not analyzing the clusters about what should be in a cluster from considering formulas that affect certain courts in certain clusters. Do we agree with that? For example, we recently used a band and we're going to get to number three, but I'm going to be pushing for us to continue to have some type of modeling that promotes equity for courts of similar size and similar workloads should be similarly funded. And so the fact that we may reanalyze or change the way that we do clusters would not necessarily impact our ability to come up with a formula.
I don't know if David or Zlatko want to respond to that. Yeah, again, these are just work plans moving forward. So we're not making any decisions about how we're going to implement these. We're just deciding how we're keeping them on the work plan for FMS for the coming year. But David or Zlatko, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I don't know that that we'll know enough this year to be able to make some decisions about whether courts should move from cluster to cluster, because it's really driven not by money as much as is driven by judicial position. There are clear distinctions between, let's say, cluster four and cluster three, and it's based on the number of judges primarily. And as a result of that, there is a presumption of what the staffing levels seem to be most descriptive of those courts within that cluster. By way of example, if you have a two-judge court, and we're talking about cluster ones, you need a basic level of resources to function. So if the workload says you need 0.3 courtroom clerks, realistically speaking, you can't have just 0.3. You need to have one. And that's one of the reasons why the base level of funding was established for those cluster ones. But among the cluster two, three, and four, it's mostly driven by judgeships that draws a distinction between each one. And then there's the ability to capture data to figure out if what the staffing ratios are between managers and the number of staff that they have to supervise, as well as administrative personnel. So it's really just a picture of where things are right now. Whether that actually influences resources is a completely different element that I think is part of tick back to determine whether funding should be adjusted therein. So anyway, I don't know if that answered your question, but
and again, all we're doing, we're not getting down in the weeds on this. We're not going to get into that detail. We're just agreeing we do need to keep it on the work plan so we can address it in the upcoming year. Any other thoughts or concerns about two? David, thanks so much. Moving to item three, that's, I think, what occupied a lot of our attention at the last meeting, and obviously it's going to occupy a lot of our attention in the year to come. So I think it's very appropriate that we keep this on our work plan, that is refinements to the workload funding policy, including methodologies to allocate both future reductions. And we thought as we developed this work plan, that it would be appropriate to also allocate or discuss allocation methodologies for not only reductions, but also for additions as those become, or restorations, if we're able to get those. So again, we're just keeping it on our work plan so we can move forward with this. Chad, I didn't know if there's anything you wanted to add to this.
No, Judge, I think you hit it. I think everyone knows that, some courts submitted public comment and had some ideas about, how we might have done this year's reduction differently. And I think, we want to keep looking at that. And to the point Judge Getty just made, if this really is, knocking on wood, but if this really is going to be potentially year one of two or more years of cuts, then, I think it is important that we continue to refine, what we've done. And then there's, hopefully this golden moment out there in the future where we get money back in our base budget, and we'll want to talk about, how does that go back? So I would guess that this is going to occupy a lot of our next year's worth of work, assuming that the members vote to put this on the work plan.
Yeah, and as we presented it to JBBC, and we'll present it to the council, we were very clear that this is something we're going to continue to put a lot of work into, and we want to be true to that statement that we made. Whatever, where that comes out, who knows? And that's not what we're going to figure out today. We're just committing to continue to work on this. I'm going to note, by the way, as a side, Judge Calamacarian has joined us, so he's here for the meeting.
Yeah, I apologize for being late. I just finished my morning calendar, so.
Not a problem. So any other thoughts about keeping this and moving this forward on the work plan for 24-25?
I completely support that, Judge Conklin. And here's the reality. The implementation of reductions, I believe this was the first year that actually had stuck or will be anticipated to be what we're going to be seeing going forward. And every time you implement something for the first time, there's opportunity to make some refinements. And I think this may be one of those areas where we can do just that, to recognize some of the other priorities that we try to maintain before, but also look to other new opportunities that we may be able to address some challenges. So I think it's a great thing to
And I know that with. Rebecca Fleming asked that we put this on our to-do list, and I have a great deal of respect for Rebecca about working on our, we worked too quickly on our formula, and I appreciate we were under the gun, but I think we worked too quickly and we didn't get enough input from folks that were impacted such that they felt the need to write letters, subsequent to it. So I definitely feel that we need to work on it. We need to define is getting your cuts back new money or is it old money? I mean, there's going to be a lot of things that we need to work on, and not just in the anticipation of a cut year, but also, what happens when are we restored or is it new money? So yeah. Definitely a hard work topic for us.
Yep. Roll up your sleeves and get going. I know we worked quickly. We could have a discussion, I guess, that we're going for a while, whether or not we worked too quickly, but that's not the purpose of today's meeting. We worked quickly and we have resolved the issue to move forward, but we committed to continue to work on this. So I think that's what we're going to continue to do. Hearing no other comments on this, the next item is item number four, and that's reevaluate the trial court minimum operating and emergency fund balance. We want to add this into the work plan as I'm just reading what it says. Consider adding this into the work plan for the emergency fund balance that's been suspended since 2012-2023, and determine if it should simply be repealed. Zlatko, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, this has been an annual issue. This is something actually that David Yamasaki and I have talked about over the years about its continued advocacy. So what we do is when the fund balance cap was put in, the council only had a minimum balance policy, fund balance policy, not a maximum fund balance policy. So with the adoption of the 1% back in 13-14, there didn't seem to be a lot of value in having the minimum, but suspending it was part of a strategy of continued advocacy for fund balance cap increases. So when we took this issue for continued suspension most recently to the council, the issue is that we would think about it more than just continue the extension of this the suspension of the minimum policy. And so the question here is, what should we continue to advocate for the fund balance cap increase? What does that mean for a minimum fund balance policy? Is there some other way? So there's a number of questions that are part of this, but it really came back because of multiple years now of extending the suspension of the minimum fund balance policy.
Great. Any questions on item number 4 for our work plan? Okay, and then we just got a couple annual updates to discuss. So that's the first is to review the base funding floor amounts annually. And if requested by the applicable reports for consideration, a tick back no later than December of each year to determine whether an inflationary adjustment is needed. We would like to retain this item on the work plan on an ongoing basis. And item 5, just to lump these together because they're annual updates, review the workload funding adjustment request process. This came through tick back and just keep this on for annual updates and reviews. So any thoughts about items? And again, we're at the end of our time and I'm not trying to cut anybody off, but these are just updates. Any thoughts about updates 5 and 6? Okay. We had allocated 30 minutes for this meeting. Again, this is just to move forward the work plan. We're at 30 minutes. So if there's any further discussion, that'd be great. Otherwise, I'd invite a motion to approve the work plan as approved. So the recommendation itself is at page 7, and specifically review each of the items in the current work plan and consider if any should be modified. We've discussed that, so we'd move this work plan forward to tick back for consideration at its meeting.
Judge Conklin, this is David Slayton. I would move the work plan be adopted as recommended in the documentation here before us.
Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and seconded that the FMS work plan be approved to move forward. Now that's moved and seconded, any further discussion about any of these items? Rose, before I call for a vote, do you need anything clarified?
No, Judge, I have everything I need. Thank you.
All right. Any opposition to the motion to move the FMS work plan forward as proposed? I've waited. I see no hands. I hear no voices. So as the chair, I'll deem the FMS work plan unanimously approved. Thanks so much, everybody, for your time with us today. We went a minute over. I'm sorry for that, but we got our task accomplished. Rose, what's the next thing we have on either FMS or tick back? Sorry to throw it at you.
Our tick back meeting is July 2nd.
Great. So I know that might be a busy week for all of you. If any of you are on vacation, don't change your vacation for us. But that's our next tick back meeting that we have on calendar. All right. Hearing no additional comments, thanks all so much. Really appreciate all the work you guys are doing. I guess to summarize, roll up your sleeves because we've got some work to do. I think we all recognize that probably that work's going to be a lot of it's going to be around item number 3, but all these items will move forward. And I'm so glad we're all on board to do that. All right. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the remainder of your lunch hour. We'll be in touch. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Too.